It's back for 2014, the Football Sack Podcast for Brazil, brought to you by Banking on Football.
The 2014 FIFA World Cup is underway in Brazil. This is the Football Sat podcast recorded at Southern Cross University in Lismore, sponsored by Banking on Football. Welcome back, guys, after the first game of the tournament. My name's Jack Quigley. Christian's with me as usual.
Hello, everybody.
And Pat's with me.
How you going?
And we're going to talk about some stuff, so strap yourselves in if you're in a car. The first game of the tournament was last night. Brazil took on Croatia.
This morning.
Oh, yeah. I've already lost track of time, mate. I feel like I haven't slept. It was this morning, and it was 3-1 to the hosts, thanks to a slightly dubious penalty won by Fred. It's a bit of a shame, bit of a sour taste for what was otherwise a really good game.
Yeah, we'll put the penalty aside for the moment, but the game itself was great. I think that the first half was really entertaining to watch. Croatia, yes, playing on the counter-attack, but they weren't parking the bus. They were offering a lot of attack, a lot of excitement, and put a lot of pressure and danger on the Brazilian backline, which saw them go 1-0 up. Probably could have been 2 or 3, and Brazil came back, had a really strong second half. Again, penalty aside, they were still the better side. You know, provided a really nice opening match, entertainment value-wise, for the FIFA World Cup.
Definitely. I was happy with it as far as opening games go. You never know what you're going to get. So we're underway, and of course the Socceroos take the field tonight, which we're all looking forward to. Yes, we are looking forward to it.
Very much so.
We touched a little bit on it yesterday. I've completely lost track of time. In yesterday's show, we touched on it, talking about the fact that what do the Socceroos want to get out of that. So we won't go into great depth. One thing, talking about the Socceroos, that they're going to be doing that they've never done at a FIFA World Cup before tomorrow morning is wearing gold shorts.
Yeah, so apparently our planned, was it green shorts, are going to be clashing with the opposition's blue shorts.
Yes.
So someone, are the referees colourblind? I'm not quite sure what's happening there.
That's my gripe with this.
Well, are the socks the same?
No, Chile will play in, blue socks?
Oh,
or
sure.
Red socks? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. What they want is they don't want the same colour shorts and socks because of something for the referees to, they have to be able to tell clearly which is which.
Correct. So referees, when they're making decisions, are often looking at shorts and socks and actually look at the jerseys, so they need to be different colours, so they need to know which way fouls are going.
Which kind of makes sense. I can understand that. So you wouldn't have two teams wearing black shorts and black socks. If you can't tell green from blue, should you be officiating at a FIFA World Cup? Serious question.
I think we might need to make the red and yellow cards different sizes so they don't get those mixed up too.
Yeah, it'll become like traffic lights where colorblind people only go by the position of the light. So that'll be interesting. We don't know yet whether we're going to be wearing green socks or still the white socks. I kind of hope we wear the green socks now because I think it's going to look a bit odd. Yellow shirt, yellow shorts, white socks.
We might look like Sweden.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
we could have made the World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. They're out. Touching on the fashion topic, last night's opening ceremony was headed up by J-Lo and
Alex Perry. He had his sunglasses on.
Yeah, Alex Perry.
I've seen him going, oh, that's Alex Perry. I didn't know he could sing.
I saw an egg out on the stage and I thought, geez, David Bashir's media pass gets him into a lot of good places. But no, it turns out it was Pitbull. He was wearing white trousers. I think he got the Socceroos.
What was going on with them?
Yeah, there was. Here's the thing with his trousers. He was copping a lot of flack for how high they were.
Yep.
And he was also copping a lot of flack for how short they were, not reaching the bottom of his legs. They were the right size. He just wasn't wearing them right.
He had them rolled up.
Yeah, he just needed to pull them down a bit. Lower at the waist, it solves your problem down the ankles as well.
He looked like he'd been shopping at Susan. You know,
where Suzanne.
With old people shop. Yeah. Like, that's what old people wear. Like 60-year-olds, they wear high tops and...
To be fair to people, he is 60, so it's probably... fitting. He probably just showed up in what he was wearing.
Well, he had a muffin top as well.
Yeah.
Those shorts were about as outdated as his career is, so it's not about that.
But it was good because they put J-Lo next to him, so that kind of, if you just turned on the television, you didn't really know what year it was. Kind of like, I don't know what day it was.
They're clearly trying to restart their career, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, big time.
It was a very colourful ceremony, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. There was a lot of interesting things on show during the ceremony. There was giant trees, people dressed up as trees. I don't know what the significance was. Do you at all?
Maybe it's because, you know, the Brazilian forest is getting chopped down all the time. That's just the trees escaping from the loggers.
Yeah, that was just where the trees are now. They just used to, oh, we can use these in the ceremony.
There was many weird things. It was people practicing UFC, everything.
Yeah.
People kicking around.
I thought the tree guys were just... You know, like in cartoons, when if you're trying to sneak into a place without being seen, you just pick up a bush and you kind of walk along with it and just crouch down and every time they turn around. I think that's what that was.
So it was Lucas Neal in disguise then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, trying to find any way into the World Cup. So that was the trees. There was also, I liked about the ceremony, there was look ahead to the future tournament. So it was a little tie-in with, there was a Brazilian-themed babushka doll. So I was tying in a little bit of Brazil with a little bit of Russia, which is obviously where the next World Cup is. And if you look close enough, you saw that J-Lo had a camel toe, which was a look ahead to Qatar. So, yeah, I like the way they did that, just sort of looking ahead to the future World Cups, much in the way that the Olympics does with theirs. So, yeah, I'm against all opening ceremonies for sporting events.
Yeah, unless she has a name, opening ceremonies, you just don't want a part of them.
No, that's right.
Oh, I don't watch them.
No, that's right.
You wait until kickoff time.
Yeah, wait until kickoff.
Yeah. You just do something else in the meantime while the ceremony's on.
I never understand the meaning of the ceremony. When the Royal Ballet has a big performance, they don't kick it off by doing 45 minutes of football beforehand. So I don't see where it translates.
It's to give events people a job, isn't it?
Well, I assume so, yeah. Just to use
whatever. Imagine the amount of money
budget.
They would have spent on that as well.
Yeah, that's right. Probably should have used some of that money to finish some of the stadiums.
Grow some grass.
Yeah, could have been used
play
better.
Out some turf.
Yeah, that's right. Up in Manaus. Caught a little bit of ESPN FC this morning. They had a panel. On the panel was Robbie Earle, former Wimbledon player and Jamaican international. Here's what Robbie had to say when asked about the Socceroos' chances. Now, I know that here on the Football Sack, we're not the most professional in terms of our research. Robbie Earle's having a shocker. Let's have a little listen to his predictions for who might shine for the Socceroos at this tournament.
These one or two young players, I think, Orr and Rodgick, who are coming into the team. Lucas Neal, very experienced. Milos Jedinak have been outstanding for Crystal Palace. So they've got some people in place who can do a little bit of work. So
yeah, do a little bit of commentary work, maybe.
Dress up as trees for the opening ceremony,
yeah,
maybe.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Tom Rogic, he also said he's looking for a big tournament from Mark Schwarzer. and he said a lot of good things about young Harry Kuehl and what he might be able to do. So ESPN FC, off to an absolute flyer.
Oh, he actually tried to make it sound like he knew what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's justifying it. Yeah. Lucas Neal's got a bit of experience. He might be able to do a few things. Yeah.
He's been doing great work for Everton. So.
And we're expecting...
Absolute shocker.
Yeah. So rest assured, we may not get paid much, but they get paid better than we do.
Was that live, that show?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah, you would hope so.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's ESPN covering the Socceroos and shows how highly regarded our team is in global football. I think they just spent 45 minutes talking about Chile. Brushed over us with they'll need Lucas Neal and Tom Rogic to have big games for them. We should also talk about the Predictoroo. Made its first appearance on the podcast and what won't be its last appearance on the podcast for the tournament, I would imagine. Last night, correctly predicted Brazil to win.
Yeah, so on behalf of the Football Sack, we'd like to officially give them an apology to say sorry for bagging you out last night.
Yeah.
And we will do our best to be right behind you for the rest of the tournament.
Absolutely, because, how well, she said yesterday, well played Croatia. They played well.
Well, technically she said well played Croatian.
So. Croatian, yeah, to the bowl of Croatian. Why don't we check in and see what Bindi and Flopsy have to say about tonight's game.
We're going to put the bowls down. Australia, Chile, and there's our predictoroo. The suspense is killing me. What are you going to choose? Come look. We've got Chile here. Or we have Australia here. Look, this is Australia, and then this is Chile. What do you think? Which one? Which one? Here we go, and it's Chile! We have a suspected winner, which is Chile. Congratulations, and also good luck to Australia. I wish you both all the best. This is going to be really exciting.
Tell me about it. This is thrilling. We have a suspected winner. What is a suspected winner, Pat?
Oh, I've got no idea. The Roo was mouthing his food.
It's completely
an
idiot.
How's that a suspected winner?
It's a suspected. It's confirmed.
It's confirmed. Exactly right.
But also, I don't mind a bowl of chili every now and again. So
I reckon this is a stitch-up.
It is, absolute stitch-up.
I reckon the Australian bowl had pebbles in it. That's all. No wonder you didn't eat it.
Yeah, and also, she shook the chili in
She has not showed it's actually food. She hasn't showed what's in the bowls.
Oh, you're really... You're demanding high levels of transparency with this competition, aren't you?
Well, I think if you're a betting man, you want to see those sort of things.
Are you betting on... the predictor room?
Yes. That's how I...
You'll bet on anything.
I'm putting money on this.
Yeah, that's right. You haven't been this concerned about the outcome of a game since you bet on Nigeria against Scotland at Craven Cottage last month. So Predictaroo has officially opted for, what was it, Chile? Hopefully the Predictaroo doesn't keep us run going. But one thing's for sure, this is thrilling. We won't forget the Predictaroo in a hurry. Like,
how many views podcast. It's got? 287
views.
280 has been ours.
Taking a look in a little bit more depth at tonight's games, as much depth as we tend to go into on these shows, we have Mexico and Cameroon as the 2 a.m. game, or as I like to put it, the game of the night that I've earmarked to get some sleep. Mexico, Cameroon, thoughts, boys?
Well, your head says Mexico, doesn't it? I mean, I haven't seen much of Cameroon. Mexico are generally quite solid. They do have some good players in there. You know, Cameroon may just bring a surprise, as, you know, whenever they win a game, it generally is a surprise. So they may just do it again.
Absolutely. Paddy, thoughts?
Mexico.
Yeah.
You never know with an African team. They can come out all guns blazing and
absolutely
blow a team off the park, or otherwise they could just be crap.
And I think it might be the latter. So I'm going to go for the Mexicans. Quickly touch on Spain, Netherlands, because it's in our group.
Yep.
Yesterday we sort of touched on it and sort of said we all expect Spain to go through with Chile from our group. So we're all going to say that Spain is going to win in the morning. Yes?
Yes, correct.
I'm going out on a limb on saying that. If you're up early and you're in the Brisbane region, what should they be doing, Christian?
They should be going to a Rivadeci Pizza to watch games. Open 24 hours, meet-along pizzas. They're showing all the games. And specifically, they've got a World Cup menu of beers, or a drinks list, as we like to call it.
Fancy.
Yep. So obviously, Mexico, Cameroon, you've got Corona.
Makes sense.
Cameron didn't actually have a beer, so Pat decided that we go with...
Carlton Dry.
Very dry.
Surely.
Yes.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah. If you're Africa. In Cameroon, you're parched. Get a little taste of it with Carlton Dry.
And just tastes like home.
Absolutely.
And we've got Spain versus Netherlands. We've got San Miguel and Heineken. And with Chile, a beer I haven't had is Cross Golden Ale, and Australia is represented by Little Creatures.
Little Creatures, right. Mm. It's it's an interesting choice, but I'm happy about that.
So I'm interested in going to what's your philosophy with which games you're going to sleep through? What's your strategy?
Oh, it'll be done on a nightly basis. I think I said to you in the pub before we came, Iran.
We're not drunks, by the way.
We had our pre-pod meeting, as you can tell by how well planned this show has been.
Yep.
I think I'd earmarked Iran, Bosnia. I originally sort of said Mexico, Cameroon, get some sleep, but World Cup fever.
I mean, they're not two bad sides. It's a game that if it was on at 8 a.m, I would want to watch it.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so now, like, for example, if, like, Honduras and Switzerland were playing at 8 a.m, I probably wouldn't want to watch that. So I'm really tempted to wake up at 2 a.m. and just watch that one and just do the whole bang. Was it 6 hours or whatever it is? So it's 2 to 10, 8 hours just straight.
I don't mind watching the minnows. Like, I might watch them for 10 minutes. If it's pretty crap, I'll just turn it off.
Yeah, but a minnow upset, that's what you watch the World Cup for, isn't
exactly
it?
Exactly right. So
to see that, you've got to watch minnow games.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of those entertaining matches in the last World Cup was Slovakia. I mean, wouldn't call them a minnow, but they're definitely not a high-flying side, and they provided some great...
What about New Zealand?
Yeah,
New Zealand, undefeated.
Yeah, New Zealand was outstanding. I mean, let's be honest, the standard football wasn't great.
Yeah, but it was pretty boring games. Yeah, I remember watching them.
Yeah, it was literally Shane Smelt scored, and it's all set back. But it was fun to watch them try and hold on.
Yes.
So I like the World Cup for that reason.
Talking of minnows, if you're a minnow or a small club... SMG Australia, one of our partners, can help you out. So they helped us out. We were getting a few sponsors. If you need an event up and running or you need some equipment for your club, go to smgaustralia.com to find out how your club can score goals with SMG.
Fantastic. How good is that?
Yeah, great.
Brilliant. Let's call it a day and check back in tomorrow when we've got the Socceroos to dissect.
Three matches tomorrow, including a Socceroos match, sorry. And, lots to talk about.
Hopefully we see an upset.
Hopefully we do.
8 o'clock
here. Enjoy, everybody. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Football Sack Podcast for Brazil, brought to you by Banking on Football.